Taking your emails and taking your calls. Ignorant and uninformed.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to your favorite podcast, my favorite podcast, and the whole fucking world's favorite podcast.
Obama's favorite podcast.
That's right. No, thanks, Obama, for making this possible. I'm just kidding. That's just a thanks, Obama, thrown in there for everybody. Gas prices are low.
Thanks, but anyway, Obama.
But anyway, man, welcome back, everybody. This is Ignorant and Uninformed. I'm here, as always, with Max Sirac. Yeah, and Ben Bundles Whitmore.
Captain fucking Tired.
That's right, man. And I'm Benji Pickens, and we are here to entertain you for about 30 minutes. For those of you who don't know, man, we like to take your topics and turn them into our show. We actually have – it's a completely unedited show. We don't even know the topic until we pick it out of this genius little bowl here that you guys probably can't hear anymore. That was weak. I hit a bowl with a jar. It didn't make the sound I was expecting.
It needs to be hit with the chicken stirrer.
Yeah. But anyway, man, we take we'll your topics, turn them into our show.
We'll and post.
Please send us your topics, man. Questions make the best topics. Yeah. And Max is going to tell you that it's not all for nothing.
No, it is not all for nothing. It is all for T-shirts.
Something for something.
You're damn right.
It's a groovy kind of love, to quote the man Phil Collins.
You're damn right. No, it is for your insightful, intelligent questions. We give you T-shirts. We draw them randomly out of this big, beautiful bowl that we have sitting in front of us, and then when we release the episode, you guys get T-shirts from us. Very own limited edition, ignorant and uninformed T-shirts. What could be cooler?
Limited edition because we didn't make that many of them.
You're damn right. Don't ask. Don't qualify it.
That is exactly what limited edition means.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
No,
that's
it's like we're going to make seven, so they're worth something.
It's like the Wu-Tang album.
They are collectors.
They made one of
those.
You got to diversify your bonds, nigga. I love that shit.
There are many ways for you guys to support us in our quest for topics. And email us, topics at ignorantanduninformed.com.
Boom.
Visit the website and click the topics button.
Kaplow.
You can twank us on Twitter at IgAndUn.
Sploosh.
You can hit us up on
what was that last one?
Sploosh.
All right.
You can hit us up on the Facebooks and message us. Become a friend of the show and like us. Or you can come over to my spot and drop one in the bowl yourself. And that's how we get our topics.
Pamang.
That's how we get the shit that we fucking
city.
Say to you guys.
Penang.
Penang.
It is. Also a curry.
Poonyong. Oh. Okay. Poonyong is also a city.
Poonani? Have we brought that back yet?
Still haven't heard any young black kids say it, man, so it's not cool.
Well,
it's not cool,
cool
man.
Right, we'll keep reaching.
Max is going to draw us a topic today out of the bowl o topic.
Because he's the best topic cooler there is.
Because it's Irish.
All right. Which is worse, crotch pain or ass pain? Question mark.
Fuck.
And there is no name on the topic, so that must mean it's from a celebrity.
It's from Phil Collins.
Phil Collins.
Phil Collins.
Crotch pain versus ass pain.
Either that or it's Sean Connery. I can't tell the difference between their handwriting.
Well, it is. It's ass pain. It's ass pain also, so it could very well be from Nicolas Cage. Thanks for listening, Nick, you fucking sorry-ass actor.
I love your show.
I love your show.
I like the way that you ironically make fun of me.
I find it really awesome.
Stimulating.
Stimulating.
I have a rattlesnake jacket that I want to show you.
It matches my shoes. It
matches my boots.
I'm basing my next character on the movement of an octopus.
He really fucking did that. He bought himself an octopus and watched it move.
Dude,
He's
I tell
crazy.
You what, if I could buy a fucking octopus, I would. I've actually wanted an octopus on many occasions. But it's not something you, like, scoop up into a fucking jar and travel over to your next house when you move.
Yeah.
Like, you almost have to have a company come and do it.
They get big, man.
But, dude, they are fucking awesome. I mean, just fucking
amazing
awesome.
Creatures.
Yeah. You know, but the reality of it, I thought about it a
Octopi
lot.
Octopi or squids? What do you like better?
Octopus.
Yeah.
Dude, come on. They can change their shape, form, color, everything. They're fucking unbelievable. Anyway, but I feel like they're kind of like a snake. Like, although the octopus would be really cool, it's not going to be doing near the cool shit that you see on the Discovery Channel. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to fucking see it, like, wrap around a fucking boat because you don't have a boat in there.
I mean, you could put, like, a little boat. That'd be kind
of
sweet.
Of course you have the treasure chest.
Yeah, obviously.
That bubbles.
Of course.
To simulate his real environment.
Yes.
But, no, they have one at the aquarium, dude. I just want one so bad. So if anyone of you out there want to donate me an octopus, please, this Christmas, just Just help somebody.
For 15
That's
cents a
Benji
day.
Benji at 545productions.com.
Thank you.
You can send Benji an octopus. Yeah. Yes. What the hell role did Nicolas Cage use an octopus for to...
Thank you, Max. That was going to be my next question.
To get his motivation.
I don't know. I can't remember which one it was.
Okay. Was it for like an animated feature? Was he
that's
voicing
what I was
an
say.
Octopus?
That's what I was going to say.
Because if not, that's fucked up.
No, I think it was
no,
like...
No. It's even funnier if it was animated because you don't need to follow the fluid movements of an octopus to do the voice.
I mean, maybe it helps you get in the flowy zone.
Who? What? Where?
Anyway, Nick Cage, this one's for you. Crotch pain, ass pain. Which is worse?
What's worse?
I mean,
crotch pain.
I think so too.
Duh.
Right?
Unless you have like a hemorrhoid.
Now, let me ask you this. Is it because you've had more ass pain that you're familiar with than, you know what I'm saying? Like every time you eat something hot and shit like that, dude, you know, people talk about shit and your ass looked like a bullet wound, all that. You've all heard the jokes. So is it because you're just more familiar with ass pain that crotch pain seems? I mean, I'm guessing they're talking like vaginal and penile, kind of like.
I think
like
so.
Organ, not like just like my crotch, because.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what Nick Cage was thinking when he sent us this topic.
He wasn't.
Probably
there's
not.
Different kinds of crotch pain. There's like getting kicked in the balls.
Yep. Definitely. Well, Ben,
which
you.
Is, yeah, which you just recently had
I just
episode.
Recently experienced, and that's why I instantly picked crotch pain.
Sure.
But there's also like, you give yourself a hernia, that's going to hurt.
Yeah.
Right.
Or if you have hemorrhoids on your ass, I imagine that hurts a lot.
Yeah.
But you have to do the equivalent, though.
Chronic.
Like taking a hot shit is different than getting kicked in the balls. That's not really comparable. They're not the same level of trauma to the unit.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm
That's
just
true.
Playing devil's
you ever
advocate
been, like,
here.
Kicked in the asshole real hard?
No, it's like, it would be the same as I would say, like, something getting jammed in your asshole.
Like
something
like prison
big.
Rape.
Yeah. Dude, one of the worst. Have you ever seen American Me?
Yeah.
Gangster ass Mexican movie, dude, like La M and all that shit, dude. Like it's like the Mexican mafia, like
okay,
it's the shit. It's the movie to watch. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But there's like this senator's son in there, and they take this fucking homemade piece of steel that looks like a Christmas tree, and fucking bend him over this pallet, dude, and kill him by fucking sticking this thing, ramming this thing in and out of his ass.
That sounds like a shitty way to go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, just for it to come back out, yeah. But you know what I'm saying? So my point is there's different levels of – you got to compare the kind of
– No doubt. Well, that's the thing. If it's like hemorrhoids where like you can't actually sit down or every time you sit down, that would suck, man. That ass pain would be legit.
Yeah. Where you can't get comfortable.
You're like a little seat donut.
Yeah.
Hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoid donut.
Right.
But what about long-term like dick or nut pain? Like, that would be fucking brutal too because as anybody who's ever known that's had blue balls – Like, it hurts. Have you ever had blue balls?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My
like, it hurts to...
Hurt just thinking about all of
like,
this
Like, hurts to fucking move your legs.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about, like, full on, like, it hurts, like, you know, like, they're swollen and bruised, and, like, you can hardly move, kind of. Like, that's extremely painful.
I'm having, like, flashbacks.
Ben's not doing well for this episode.
And we all know the
He's
only
lost
way,
his color.
The only way to get rid of that, you know,
it's true.
Is to let it out. It really is. And then it takes about an hour for the pain to fully subside.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. And that kind of pain, too, is it's like that deep
internal.
It's not
internal. Even that good. Yeah. So that like blue balls later on, like when you're just like, I got to get rid of this shit, doesn't even feel good.
No.
It just hurts.
Nope.
And then you're like crying.
Like you can't even enjoy it like splashing off your face. You know what I'm saying? Like it's you're so, so upset.
Not even combing out of your mustache will help you.
I know. And that always helps. Like,
right.
Then
that,
what
that
do you
helps
do?
So much. God.
Shit.
Yeah. It's that catharsis, you know?
Oh, yeah.
No, it is. Yeah. It's just, it's like that crying. You know, like you broke your leg in a tornado, but you're alive.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you're crying.
Silver lining.
Yeah.
Small miracles.
Yeah. Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed. what's the worst ass and crotch pain you guys have ever had? Like, because for me, ass pain, like shitting fire after a spicy meal or something like that, you know, is been the worst ass pain that I've been privy to. And I've been kicked in the nuts.
Yeah.
But between the two, I would say that being kicked in the nuts is far worse because
absolutely
it lasts a lot longer and is way more intense.
Yeah, it's a very intense.
When were you kicked in the nuts? How old were you?
Oh man, it's been a while. I think in high school. I was.
So they hadn't quite dropped.
Was the last time I was really kicked in the nuts?
No,
so that, like tears.
I mean, like I've been kicked in the nuts. I've been like hit with balls, like baseballs.
Sure,
yeah, stuff like balls. That. Like, but I haven't been kicked in the nuts by somebody since I mean, that's been a long time. It's like
that was like
grade school.
Yeah, like toe.
Yeah,
boot.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Like, I think you could survive that a little bit better. Like, I'm pretty sure that now that I'm a little bit older, my balls are kind of set in their ways these days. You know what I mean? They're not like they're in the process of like going down to my knees in the next, you know, 50 years.
Sure. They're getting old too, man. Like, it doesn't hurt as much to hit my elbow as it used to. You know, they get less sensitive too.
Yeah.
Or more sensitive.
No, I'm saying,
yeah,
like, I think
sensitive.
Your balls get more sensitive.
Yeah, no, I know that, yeah.
Oh, so like, it's worse to get kicked in the balls now than it was in high school.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I realized with my recent episode. I was like, I had, you know, because I've been, like, almost, or, like, grazed. Like, grazed on the nuts is very different than being hit in the nuts. Like, you accidentally, you know, run into a chair, or you you know, like...
Sure,
like
glancing blow.
Playing catch or something, the ball bounces up, kind of like, ooh, ah, almost gets you in the balls. But not quite. Man. Just
yeah, like you
like
got squared off,
in the
like
testicle,
Rochambeau'd,
like straight up kicked
with a claw.
With a
this
dog,
is like a dog.
My
yeah.
dog kicked me in the nuts on accident, and like it just caught me the right way, man. And I seriously cannot remember a worse pain than that. Like I got knocked unconscious and had a concussion from a baseball to the face when I was like 12, and that did not even compare.
That doesn't. No, it's there's something about genital pain like, that's just un.
But like that was nothing. I broke my wrist snowboarding for the very first time I went snowboarding actually, and nothing compared to getting kicked in the nuts.
Yeah,
just like instantly reduces you to a curled up crying. Like
I would,
not
I would
even
say
like,
it's on par with
like
breaking your arm. You know what I'm saying? And the broken arm lasts a lot longer, of course, the pain, but. You know, I would say it's on
like
par with the, like as intense.
I've never broken anything.
No,
I've only broken my wrist. I haven't broken. I had a hernia when I was 15.
Did you? I heard those are pretty painful.
That is very painful. But it's more like if you tweak, you know, like you tweak your back and you just move wrong and it
sure.
just shoots pain through you.
Okay,
it's temporary.
Sure,
but it's constantly sore.
But still, it's that instant ice pick and then done.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Like, and that's okay. You can tolerate that. But
it still sucks.
Yeah, like, but dude, that was I don't know. I've never, you know.
What's the worst ass pain you've experienced? To be honest,
I've never had a hemorrhoid or anything. But I imagine
I never
that
had
would
either.
I mean, I have definitely shit fire when I was in India.
Yeah, like, no, I believe that. Like, I believe that's a different kind of shitting fire. Cause,
yeah.
Because there's, like, hookworms and shit trying to hang on.
It's true. It's
I've had a lot of, like digest. When I was younger, I had a lot of, like, intestinal problems. And that hurt quite a bit. There was a lot of pain. A lot of, like.
I used to take giant shits when I was a kid.
Okay.
Like, so
sometimes
big that almost they couldn't go
water,
down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like you don't drink enough water, and you just got one of those like massive turds that you like look at and
it's
admire
real
afterwards.
Dense.
Yeah. Like you look at it, and you're like, "Holy shit, that came out of me." That's
yeah. It looks like a sweet potato.
Yeah. It's like fucking gigantic, and you're like, "Holy shit!" Like those hurt, man. Those
no,
are,
they
like,
did. Yeah, and that...
you just have to like prepare yourself, and then.
Yeah, but then I feel
but
like
that's
there's
not that bad. It almost feels good. After
well, I was going to say, like, there's a sense of relief after you get that shit out.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, there is no sense of relief when you get hit in the balls.
Yeah. No, there's nothing you can do. That's totally like an everybody back away from me thing, you know?
I'm going to cry. Talk
to
cry
exactly
this out.
What happens.
Yeah, don't
that's,
fucking talk to me. Just leave
me
the fuck alone.
Yeah.
And I feel like my wife,
me,
I would punch her
like,
in the face. I think my wife would be helpful like yours. She'd come up and put her arms on my shoulder. Are you okay?
I was just like, it was, dude.
Get away from me,
bitch. Like, solid. It was... I'm like working through my
yeah
my
no
processes.
Let it out,
working
brother.
My trauma, but dude, it was like, you know, it's weird. It was like it wasn't just my balls. Like my entire body tensed up because of this.
It makes you sick, dude. It's an incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, dude,
and I puked. It was gross.
The reason it hurts so
like
bad is because
every muscle in my body tightened.
Yeah,
your body is trying to tell you, hey, protect these at all cost because this hurts so fucking bad. You don't want anything to happen to them.
Yeah.
That's how we stay reproductive.
You know? No, yeah. It's the truth.
If
how
you,
we
if
propagate
you fuck
the
these
species,
up, you're not going to pass on your genes.
Yep.
My genes is what your brain is telling you.
So, I mean, it makes sense, man, that there's a ton of fucking pain receptors. And I'm sure, you know, if anybody with a basic medical degree could tell us 100 reasons why.
Sure.
You know, that is the bundle of nerves, blah, blah, blah.
Well,
you know?
Also, I mean, there's a pretty fair number of pleasure receptors.
Right.
And I feel like those things.
Well, there's a bunch of nerve endings. So,
exactly.
You know,
yeah.
Either way, you get hit the wrong way, it's just going to.
Be shitty.
But what's weird, though, is my shaft could take a hammer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, because there's just not a whole, like, from, You know, like between the nuts and the tip, there's just not a whole lot of real feeling there. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. Pretty desensitized. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it feels the same in my hand every time.
Every time. And it has for years upon years.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, so like I could really hit like the middle. I'm not going to try it, but you know, but it's way less sensitive than, you know, even the tip, man. Like,
yeah, just like, you know, the middle part with all the scales and stuff. That's just like
all the bumps and shit, you know.
Yeah. You know, like that part. It kind of hurts, you know, but then it like starts to ooze a little bit. Then it's like, okay.
Yeah, but then the pus cools it down.
Well, after you scratch it off, man, like once it scabs up, it's actually a lot better than the open sore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
But
proper moisturization is key.
Always.
Which is funny because that means to me that your dick is less precious to your body than your balls.
Oh.
Even though that's the vessel, the vehicle at which it travels, you know.
And what we identify with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. I think internal pain, just in general.
Speaking of testicles, I'm just going to say, when I was in college, we were making this joke with me and Kevin, actually. Kevin Allen, who's been on the show before. But we were like, you know how, like, girls, if they have, like, really big tits, can show them off? Like, if you have really big nuts, there's no, like, men's clothing that helps you accent that. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to start – we're going to make, like, a line of clothes that has, like, just a little, like, ball cleavage.
Sure.
But, like, ball cleavage – balls is it doesn't work it, at that point we're gonna start calling them dick titties.
That's my dick titties. I like it. Wow. I like it,
like dick push-up bras. And
I had an idea for like shorts and stuff like that with like a little see-through window in them, man, so you just get like 2 inches of dick neck in there. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like those girls that show just enough thigh or just enough back or just something like that. Like, hey, man, this is like 3 inches of dick neck. Just saying. I'm just standing here.
This could be all yours.
Yeah, yeah. Really, you know why they don't? Because girls will look in there and just be like, what? Which part is that?
Like,
because it's a big jumble of
just a big mess of skin.
Big mess of skin.
Kind of takes up a shape at some point, but other than that, it's just mashed potatoes and weirdness.
Free form, man. Free form.
Yeah, I would have to go with. I would actually have to go with crotch pain too, man, as opposed to ass pain.
It's funny if we would get this topic like 30 years from now,
what we'd be saying.
Like, oh Jesus!
And this is before all of our rectal exams. Yeah, I've never had anything like that, dude.
Inflamed prostates,
yeah,
colonoscopies, and all that good stuff.
I mean, the bottom line, I think Max nailed it, man. I think internal pain, like organ pain, shit like that,
excuse me,
is way way worse than. And broken arms and shit like that, man. Because
internal, yeah.
Like skeletal is just different, man. Like the muscular pain I've had has been way more intense than any of the bone pain I've had.
Yeah. I believe that.
You know what I mean?
It's probably the same reason, though, that you were talking about is like your body protection. Needs to let you know that something's wrong inside.
Right.
That you
so you stay
see.
Off of it.
Yeah. Like you could tell if your arm's broken. It doesn't work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's true.
It hurts.
It's true.
But like if, you know, something's not right inside, you're not going to know that because you can't see it.
Right.
But if you did, look, I'm bleeding, or oh, look, I'm bruised.
Now,
my radius is sticking out of my skin.
Now, when you have a cast, though, it creates this false sense of security. And I did go to pick up shit, and really, really, it's a fucking extremely sharp pain. So, without like modern medicine and casting and shit like that, like a broken arm, you know, 700 years ago would have been pretty fucking brutal. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, what we're not and obviously none of us can speak to this, but like, I wonder if like women have like if menstrual pain compares to that pain, like ass pain, like where does that fall on that scale?
That's a sliding scale for sure because I've heard of women that just it's debilitating and shit.
They can't get it.
And
out
I believe
of bed,
it's real. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's definitely the women out there that exaggerate, but they're the same women that exaggerate everything.
Yeah, well, there's dudes that exaggerate too.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly.
Oh, dude, I got nicked in the balls.
It's really funny.
Nailed myself with a car door. It fucking hurt me so bad.
Dude, I try to be real honest on that chart, you know, that fucking 1 to 10.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've had a broken arm, and that's what they say. And 10 being like a broken arm, you know? And
I'd put like a broken
and I'll be
arm,
like 2 or 3, you know, and my wife every single time goes, but he always says it low. He always says it low.
You should add 2 to that.
Yeah, you're negating what I'm saying.
I appreciate what you're doing here, wife, but
But like, if he's like, if he understands
that
I'm,
say that guys, you know, tend to lie on that though.
Like, I think a lot of people do, but probably males more,
like
more
they,
so than
they
other.
Underrate their pain.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's like sexual numbers. You know, like we've pulled that topic before, and
guys,
I think,
add two, women subtract two.
Exactly. Yeah. Same sort of thing with the pain chart, like, you know, in different directions. Dudes subtracting girls.
Yeah, it's always that awkward
over
conversation.
The
right.
Yeah.
You're like, wait, did I just sleep with a total whore? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Was it good? Probably.
Yeah.
Did she know what she was doing? Yeah, you're not the first one.
Yeah, we've said it before. Girls don't get good at sucking dick by not sucking dick.
It's they don't just truth. Guess and be good at it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and if someone's telling you you're a natural, that's just... That, dude, I've told every girl that's ever given me a blowjob that they gave me a great blowjob, because there's no such thing as a really bad blowjob.
No. And plus, you want to encourage behavior.
Yeah.
You would like to see more
of. Well, there
right?
is such things, but I don't fuck with those kinds of, you know what I'm saying? They get some real snaggle tooth type shit going on. Or
yeah, that's no
too
fun.
Too much teeth can
That or like a girl that drank like a lot of milk before you, you know.
Have you?
You know, they got milk mouth. It's just disgusting. Thick spit. It's disgusting.
have you guys
slobber
had.
Slobber all over you. They're just like.
Have you guys had instances where like. You were assuming like great blowjobs that ended in horrific pain. You know what I mean? Like where it was
like
ostensible pleasure,
squeeze
that
it right
ends
before you
in
come.
Like I don't know, man.
Yeah,
like,
no, I mean, I guess I've definitely had like I mean like because I've been getting you know
that was disgusting. By the way, I just disgusted myself.
What'd you say?
I said like you know like she just grabs your nuts right before you come. Like and I was just like, wow, that was really
chokes
dirty.
It off. Yeah,
yeah. Just like, I was just like that was dirty and disgusting.
Yeah,
and,
well,
and
good job.
I disgusted myself.
Good job.
Wow,
it's too all funky right. for you.
Sorry.
Oh, I don't.
Well, because like I've never really had like I've never taken it up. Like I don't have ass pleasure. You know what I'm saying? So there's nothing to really compare it to in that.
They say that stimulating the male prostate through the anus is actually pretty awesome. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, they touched on that on American Pie. All that shit. Like they did that. You know. And I'm, you definitely hear stories about that, but
stimulate. I don't know, man.
Like, you know what I don't want to do because I don't know that I would hit my prostate right off. I don't know if I would hit the right spot right off, which means that I'm gonna have to dig around in my butthole until I find this spot. Now, once
good.
I find
I
it,
like I know what comes.
Once
out of
I find
there,
it, it might be
in.
Great. Yeah. It might be the best thing ever, but I won't know because I'm not gonna go searching for it.
Yeah, the process will.
You know,
right?
Yeah, that's fair. I'm not going to go searching for it, so don't look at me.
Like, if you had to eat a bunch of shit to get to a fucking roast beef sandwich, would you do it? You know what I mean?
It's just it like
a really tasty
a lot
roast
of nerve
beef
endings,
sandwich.
Yeah, like, your asshole, like your testicles.
Like your asshole.
Like,
don't you be speculating on my butthole.
I don't want to speculate anything about your butthole.
It's not speculation.
It's all over the internet, Benji. Benjisasshole.com.
www.org.
.org.
Yeah.
It's not for profit.
HTTPS.
Ben, you bring up a good point, though, that, I mean, nerve receptors are nerve receptors, so, you know.
Right. That's what, like,
if there's a lot down
always,
there.
You know, like, I get it. Like dudes having butt sex, I get that, because, like, that dude is stimulating that other dude's prostate, right? So there's, like, got to be something. Women don't have prostates. So, like.
No, I found one. I found one at a girl one time.
Did she also have dick cleavage?
Her name
was
Harvey.
She had she had the biggest lips with like lumps in them.
This big like, and her neck was like beautiful, except for this big like point right in the middle of it.
But it's cool. She told me it was just
She told me it was just genetic,
hormonal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing that really bothered me about her was her mustache.
Yeah. It's amazing what you can get over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I guess, like, there are some girls who like anal, right? And there's...
Yeah, there's more girls out there that like ass play than actual anal sex, I will say. Like,
okay.
Like, a lot of people, a lot of people get that mistake, make that mistake, is that a dude thinks that if a girl likes ass play, she wants to get fucked in the ass.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily the case.
No, just a little tidbit out there for you guys that... You know what I'm saying?
You guys aren't in the studio right now, but that the more you know, like Rainbow on the Star just went over Benji's head. The more you know.
No, it's true, though, man. It's mostly about ass.
Well, just because a little is good doesn't mean a lot's going to be great.
So,
right.
So, like, if you just try to, like, fist a girl in the ass, that's not
right.
That's not gonna...
I like a girl to squeeze my dick and jerk me off, but I don't want her to rip it off and take it home.
Exactly.
Right. You know?
It's fair.
What if she brings her own to the party? Like Harvey. That's what I'm saying. Holy that she doesn't, has no need to bring one home, right? She's got it.
Just take one with you.
That's true. Know, yeah, that always kind of intrigued me. I was like, you know, there's a lot of girls who, I feel like a lot of women kind of like tolerate it, but not really are into it. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Ladies, email us. Let me know.
Yeah. Great. Yes. Please, ladies, are you into anal? Ben wants to know.
Ben this is not that know. Kind of show. This is not that kind of show, you guys. Well, but I imagine there's like a certain level of pleasure and pain trade-off in that situation.
Oh, sure. And sometimes both, you know. I mean, you know, like there's a lot of people
that get off on
pain
when,
and shit
like
that.
Yeah, sometimes.
I mean, you get on, I mean, there's people that get off on everything, and I'm all for that, dude. Like, I don't care what it is, man. Like, I'm sort of hedonistic in that way. You guys know that, man, that I'm like fucking like, you know.
Whatever floats your boat, man.
Yeah, yeah. Let it be fucking,
there's no,
you know,
yeah, there's no one
rule.
Right way.
Yeah, I mean, like, right, sex is fucking weird, and like, if you like it weird and fucking like to do weird shit, then more power to you.
Yeah.
Man. However,
sex is
that'd be sad.
That God has a sense of humor, I've heard said.
Okay.
Before.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely.
Just the faces and the noises.
Oh, yeah,
and
awkward. And, yeah.
It's just
strange.
Well,
the stuff that we accept during, you know, that time in your life, you know what I mean? That intimate moment or whatever, man. Like, there's definitely, like, you know, like you said, smells and whatever, and just other shit going on, and it's two people at their grossest.
Yeah.
Really. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And they're hottest. You know what I'm saying? It's awesome, man. I mean, it's.
Yeah.
But either way, the end result is awesome. It's the middle is awesome, and the beginning is pretty fucking cool. So, I mean, like, whatever. Like, there's fewer things. There's not a whole lot of things in life that are like that. And can also be so terrifying and crippling and bad as well. On the exact flip side, there's absolutely a whole other side of sex that's just.
Yeah.
Horrible, and you know, and
bad experiences or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, rapes, whatnot, you know, stuff like that, like negative impacts and shit like that.
It's
like
just it's very what is the word? I don't know. It's gone.
Okay, no, it's like it's sort of like we were talking with like the nerve ending.
Vulnerable. It's the most vulnerable that like a person is at any point in their life. So you can have some,
and also sometimes the most powerful. You know what I'm saying? It's like there's
it
an absolute equal and opposite reaction to everything sexual, it seems.
I mean, those two things are very intimately tied.
Yeah.
You know? And it's...
We're getting deep.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
I mean, you got fucking 50 Shades of Grey, dude. Like, dude, it's Twilight fucking fan fiction, dude. It's ridiculously awful.
But it's hugely popular, man.
Because it's like... It's,
the movie got a 21% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, but our buddy who runs the theater,
41% or something.
Good friend of the show, Dave Blake, was going to go.
Still going to make a fuck ton of money.
Dude, he had plans to go down to Denver and do cool, dorky things at this like gaming convention. And
Genghis Khan!
Yeah, but he couldn't go because 50 Shades of Grey was too popular at the theater, so he had to...
Son of a bitch.
His weekend got ruined by 50 Shades of Grey.
I did see Kingsman. That was pretty fucking cool, man.
Yeah, it looks
great.
Spies. I like spies, man.
Yeah, it was kind of comic booky, though. It was like, it was a pleasant surprise. It was kind of violent and... But like almost in an absurd kind of way, but it's really good.
Cool.
Sammy J, my good buddy, Samuel Jackson.
Oh, right.
Fucking fantastic in that show.
Nice. Nice.
He's like, I can't understand you British people so much. Y'all talk so funny.
That's your Sammy J?
That's the voice he did in the movie.
Oh, okay.
He had this lisp.
Which, of course, he got his inspiration for that movie.
He looks like Spike Lee.
From hanging out with a giraffe. With
he bought himself a giraffe.
Just like Nicolas
Cage. Let it run. He had all of his doors heightened so the giraffe could walk from room to room in his house.
Oh, nice. Sort of like doggy doors, but for giraffes.
Interestingly enough, giraffes cannot bend their necks.
Hmm.
Like, they can't do that.
Interesting.
Side to side.
Just up and down.
It's like a big crane. Like,
I feel like...
Man.
Or else I'll pass out.
Just blood flow gets cut off to the brain.
Yeah.
Dude, that would suck to a passed out giraffe.
Yeah, like they
it's amazing to me that giraffes exist. Like
their
still
heart, like apparently is like really powerful because it has to shoot blood all the way up to their head like
Yeah. I believe that.
I think I read somewhere they have a second heart.
Dude, they're
like
giant.
I think so.
Like, dude, pictures and video don't do them justice until you go and see giraffes.
I think that's not true.
And see how fucking big they are. Like, they're pretty big.
Yeah, dude, they have legs.
Do you know what color their tongues are? They're fucking black.
Yeah, that's right.
Like chows.
Yeah, my old chow is like that.
Like
a full blood chow will have a black tongue.
Yeah.
And it's cool.
People
looking.
Had black tongues.
I think that'd be cool as shit.
Have black tongue?
Uh-huh.
That'd be weird.
Possibly. Be weird. Could be fun, time. Depending on situations. Bless you, child.
That's all right. One more. There it is.
Yeah.
There's my boy.
Oh, yeah. That was nice. Oh,
who's big
man.
Boy?
Hashtag hands bless me.
Hashtag bless me. Hashtag Benji blessed.
Yes. Benji blessed. Wow. That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
I like
hashtag
that.
Benji blessed.
Yeah. No doubt. The sorry,
I don't know, man. I think no matter what, I'm going to side with crotch pain. I have not.
Well, you've had a very jarring recent experience.
Even if I had a hemorrhoid or, I don't know, man, just like sat down on a railroad spike or something. I think
women would agree for the most part, in my opinion. I mean, we're three dudes here, but I agree that almost the population as a whole can agree to. You know, except for people with really extremely painful ass cancer. I don't know, man. I mean, but,
yeah, no, I don't know.
But the
either.
Other people, I think, are going to agree that, like, genital pain hurts a lot.
Well, because I think we've all been.
Well, like, testicular cancer versus ass cancer. What would hurt more? I don't know. Cancer hurts.
Cancer hurts a lot of people.
Yeah.
It does.
It's true.
Not just the cancer patient.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
But their families.
I got to take them. I need a minute.
Well, we're almost out of time.
My God, he's tearing up. It's the first time it's ever happened on air.
Hey, everybody. I want to apologize for that episode back there.
It was a bit out of line.
You know, I'm dealing with some things. I got some anal issues that are just really close to the heart.
Anal fissures.
Fissures.
Yeah, fissures. I've heard those are painful.
They don't sound pleasant.
Like a hemorrhoid, right? That's what an anal fissure is, isn't it?
I think so.
I don't know, man. Like,
Fisher? Like,
I mean,
F-I-S-S-U-R-E. Fissure.
Fissure.
Fissure. Okay, not like Fisher. Like tying
lures. Not F-I-S-H-E-R.
Yeah, okay, cool.
F-I-S-S-U-R-E. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Nice. Now,
you know what's funny? I was in a spelling bee in eighth grade. Have I told this story before?
I don't know. I was in a spelling bee, too. Did you win? Because I won.
I did not win.
Oh, weird.
I got knocked out on the word alcohol.
Can you
spell it now?
I spelled it
with a K.
Yeah, I can spell it now. I spelled it with an extra. I spelled it alcohol.
Oh, put the H in the. Yeah.
Everybody knows it's a K.
What the fuck, man?
Right. Sorry. And like I forgot
alkaline.
The silent Z.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, that was a doozy, man. That's just not even fair.
I was in seventh grade. I should have known how to spell alcohol. Well, I find it ironic now that I did know how to spell it. And now I have to write it down next to the word anonymous.
If they could see you now. No, I was always like the first person out in spelling bees. I'm a terrible speller.
I actually won
Benji's
in sixth grade, which was still elementary school.
Elementary.
I actually won on the word elementary.
Oh.
Because that's how I got another chance.
Because it was written behind me on the stage.
Yeah. Oh, so I fake stretched.
The guy I was up there with, man, he spelled it wrong. So I got the chance to come in, swoop it up, and then I had to spell the next word.
Yeah. Well, what was the next word?
I think nasal.
Oh, okay.
N-A-S-A-L. Nice. Wow. Uh-huh. I'm surprised you remember all the words. That's pretty great.
I had to write them all. I told you guys this, right?
Yeah, they give you like the list of all the words, and you just start writing them all?
No, I had to, 100 times each.
Oh,
my
damn.
Stepdad made me. It took me weeks. Wow. Every night after school.
But you won.
And I know how to spell a lot of fucking words.
Yeah?
That's crazy.
I'll do it again, too. Like, fucking, I'm going to the fucking, you know, Oregon State Spelling Bee Championships. You know, it's just me and, like, 97 Indian kids. But I'm going to put
it
in
my shot.
Have you seen that movie about the guy that wants to get into the spelling bee?
No.
Oh, dude, that's pretty fucking funny, dude. It's a guy that, like, got shafted when he was a kid and didn't win. So he's, like, there now. Like, as an adult, still trying to win the National Spelling Bee.
Oh, good.
And they're like, you're really just an asshole. Like, please get off the stage. You know, all the parents are irritated.
Yeah, like, booing.
Yeah, it's really funny, man. You should check it out.
Whoa. Okay.
Is it, like, a parody or, like, for real?
No, it's real. It's like, shot kind of, like, almost documentary-ish, you know. And it's really fucking funny. I'm trying to think of
who's in
it. That
would be funny, like, Christopher Guest style. Like, about an adult who's...
Dude, it's really fucking. I thought it was
that
really funny.
That sounds so absurd. It sounds like it would be a parody or a mockumentary.
Dude, it's really funny.
Some best in show shit.
Yeah. Found out I have a friend who, well, I won't say a friend. I knew him at one point. We were friends, but now he's gone. But he's on TV apparently.
Oh, cool.
Like on a fairly regular basis on a TV show. And
what TV show? What's his name? Let's give him some props.
His name's Chris Wood, and he's currently on The Vampire Diaries.
Way to go, Chris.
On the role of Kai Parker.
Nice.
And I was like, bullshit, because someone told me that today. And I was like, I'm going to go look this up. And it totally is fucking him. I was
good for him, man.
And you know what? I watched a recent episode that featured him, and it was I watched one scene, like the beginning scene.
Yeah.
And he had kidnapped some girl, and he was like some super. It's all about like magic and vampires and stuff. It's kind of like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, a little bit, but a little more serious. And the first scene was actually pretty good. Like,
awesome.
He was really good. So Chris Wood, man, if you're listening, that was.
Props to you, brother.
Best of luck, nice. Man.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, I know we're running long here, man, but just out of curiosity, man, tried to be an actor. You went to New York, tried to be an actor, all that stuff. Like,
yeah.
I'm not trying to like make you feel bad for it or anything like that. The way I'm phrasing it, I don't mean an offense. But how many people do you know, because I'm guessing in drama through college and auditioning and all that stuff afterwards, man, that, you know, you've met a lot of actors. How many have... quote unquote made it?
I don't know, man. That's a tough question. Like, it depends on what you mean by making it. Like,
regular acting.
Like a household name?
No, not a household name. Not like Chuck Norris or no shit like that. It's just like, you know, they work as an actor on TV shows regularly.
On TV shows? Well, it's
like
different.
They don't wait tables and also act every now and then. They make a living acting.
Sure. I definitely know maybe a dozen people who like just perform like as a and like they don't have a day job.
But you're,
I know
you're,
a lot of people who work regularly.
And all that, right?
Yeah, like I know there are some people that like I went to school with who work pretty regularly on Broadway shows. Like they're, you know, they go from one Broadway show to another, or they're on like the national tour of something. There's a guy I know, Daniel Hines. He's the lead in the national tour of Memphis, the musical, right now.
Nice.
So, way to go.
Nice, Daniel. Man. Just curious, man.
This other kid that I knew in high school.
The guy that played Taylor also?
No. This is a different guy. His name is
Lord
Josh. His name's Josh Segura. And he's done a lot of stuff, man. He was on like a Broadway show. He was this show called Lysistrata Jones. It's kind of like High School Musical meets Greek mythology. It was kind of weird. But he was the lead in that fucking musical on Broadway, which is mad props to him.
Fuck yeah.
He did like some TV shows. Like they did a revival of The Electric Company.
Nice.
Like that, you know, that's
yes,
educational.
I do. Yep.
Yeah, fucking
I watched that shit when I was
He was on that show. And then now he's on USA, that show Sirens. You ever heard that show?
Dude, I just started watching that last night.
He's Billy, the cop, the dumb cop.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's Josh Segura. Yeah, he's from Lake Mary or Lake Brantley. He went to Lake Brantley High School, but he's from like Orlando, Florida.
Nice.
We all knew each other in high school.
Was he a nice guy?
Oh, fucking stellar dude. Like,
cool.
Really nice guy.
Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah, like, but and so awesome. Mad props to you, Josh, if you listen to the show.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But, like, he is so goddamn funny. Like, the writing for his character, they're like talking about China, and he's like, you know, over there in China, they got 1.8 billion pandas. And they're like, Billy, it's 1.8 billion people. He goes, they got a panda for every person? Man, I'm gonna love China. It's just, like, the funniest shit. And they started this whole series. It's called Life According to Billy. Like little promo clips for the show, like commercials, and they just take some of his best lines. And like, he's dating his partner's sister, and he's like, "Hey, man, you know." He's talking to this girl, whose sister he's secretly dating, but they haven't told her. And he's like, "Hey, you know your sister, whatever her name was." And she goes, "Who?" She goes, "You know your sister, your sister." Long hair, cute face, big old pet, nice pair of titties. Like, she goes, yeah. She's like, what'd you think if I dated her? It's like, ew, no, you don't want to date my sister. She's a terrible girlfriend. Actually, she's been pretty good so far. Damn. Like, it's just like, it's really fucking, that show is actually really good. The whole show. I like everyone on it.
Yeah, I just started watching it last night. I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah. Oh, and then he's in this upcoming movie that I saw. Ah, what the fuck was it? He was like naked. He's always naked in these shows.
Hmm.
Just mostly gay porn, but no, I'm just, no. This is movie, like a pretty big
I've
major motion
picture. I've
seen
pretty much everyone I'm out there. Never seen it.
Yeah,
I've been looking for
it. Strange.
No, it's like a major motion picture, and he's it's about this girl who's like. Oh, man, it's I'll never remember who it is. It's like someone from SNL, and she's like this 30-something, and she gets married, but she's just like – all her friends are getting married, but she's like the single – like anyway, we've been going a long time. Let's wrap this bitch up.
Yeah, let's do it. Get us out of here, Ben.
Hey, thanks for downloading and listening to Ignorant Uninformed. We hope you don't have any ball pain or ass pain today.
Mm.
But again, this is Ignorant Uninformed, America's favorite podcast. We've been your hosts, Mr. Benji Pickens.
Hey, thanks for all that.
That was a long-ass story. Mr. Max Sarak Stansarak.
Cheddar.
And I'm Ben Hollywood, Mongolian Pork Whitmore. We're going to be back next week with a brand
bundles.
New episode of Freshers. Make sure you send us Ben Bundles Whitmore.
He does not like that.
It's because I wore a big puffy coat today.
It's fucking cold.
Like the Michelin
it's
all right. Man. Anyway, so make sure you send us your topics. Topics at ignorantuninformed.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/ignorantuninformed. Or twank us on Twitter at IgNun. Make sure you download all the podcasts at IgNunInform.com or hit that little subscribe button on whatever podcaster you might be listening to us on. We always love it. And make sure you send us those topics so you can get that free t-shirt. We'll be back next week with a hot new epidose of hot ash freshness all up in your grill. Peace off.